Are you looking for boys and girls, or does it make any difference?
Well, it really doesn't make any difference.
Did at one time, was Damascus community a thriving community, for instance?
Yes, it was. It had a gym and two stores and sawmills.
What about churches?
And it had several churches.
Are all the churches still in existence?
Yes.
Okay.
But the gym is not, and the stores and sawmills. We have two stores, but they're down on the 29 Highway, about 2 or 3 miles from here.
When you were growing up, did just about everybody farm in this area?
Yes.
But now, a lot of people drive into Bruton and Evergreen to work, yeah. Is that right?
And there's not any young people here anymore, just very few. The teenagers, but there's a few younger children.
Okay, you've drawn a floor plan of the house that you lived in when you were growing up. Will you tell us about the rooms and how it was built at first and then how it was added on to and changed later?
Well, at first, it was just a big house with a wide hall through the middle with a porch all the way across the front. And it had a bedroom, dining room, and a kitchen on the left. And on the right, it had a big bedroom on the front and then a little room behind that bedroom.
Now all the rooms opened into the open hall?
All of them opened into the hall. And then it had a back porch. It was an L-shaped house.
Did any of the rooms have locks on it where you could lock it up, or did you ever lock anything up then?
Well, we had locks to the kitchen.
But you didn't have locks anywhere in
it? No. And then later, the hall was closed up and just had a glass door in the front. And in the back of the hall, it was closed up and made a bathroom.
So you had an open back porch and an open
front porch? I still had an open back porch and an open front porch. Okay.
Do you remember what kinds of buildings you had around your house?
We had two barns, and back in those days they were called cribs. And they kept corn and beans and peanuts, fodder, and all such as that in. Chicken house.
Did you always have a chicken house, or did the chickens run loose in the yard?
No, we always had a chicken house.
Did you have smokehouses?
We had chicken house, but still the chickens run loose in yards. It would be where they would stay at night.
Oh, it wasn't fenced in, it was just
no,
a chicken house. Did you have a smokehouse?
Yes, we have a smokehouse.
Did you have a place where you stored potatoes, sweet potatoes?
Yes.
And how was it built? Was it half underground?
A little bit underground, but it was built out of lumber and had it was kind of like a little house.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little roof on it.
Did you have any other kinds of houses? Before your bathroom, you had an outdoor toilet, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you call that?
The toilet.
Okay. You've also drawn a sketch of the house that you've lived in since right after you married. Would you name the rooms for me there?
Well, we had a front porch, and it went in to the living room. And then there was a bedroom. Two bedrooms on the left, and on the right was the living room, dining room, and kitchen. And then out on the extreme left of the back bedroom, there was another bedroom, which made the three bedrooms. And then right on the back, the bathroom. We didn't have a bathroom to start with, so that made us have to take in the back porch later for a bathroom and a utility room, and then we built another porch all the way across the back.
Okay. How did you heat the house that you were growing up in?